This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Summer's here, and Nordstrom has everything you need for your best dress season ever. From beach days and weddings to weekend getaways and your everyday wardrobe, discover stylish options under $100 from tons of your favorite brands like Mango, Skims, Princess Polly, and Madewell. It's easy, too, with free shipping and free returns, in-store order pickup, and more. Shop today in-stores, online at Nordstrom.com, or download the Nordstrom app.
This is the Rich Eisen Show. Show.
Don't stop.
With guest host Andrew Siciliano.
Andrew Siciliano.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Andrew Siciliano.
How the hell are you?
Hi, Faison. How you doing, man?
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Ross Tucker, baseball writer for The Athletic, Levi Weaver. Coming up, six-time NFL Pro Bowler Gerald McCoy. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Andrew Siciliano.
For one more hour only, if you know me, you know that there's like a couple of things that I could talk for hours and hours and hours about, and it's not healthy.
No.
And other than, like, you know, the 1980s Cleveland Browns teams, I could talk about those teams for hours and hours and hours and hours.
Shout out to Ernest Spiner.
The other thing, Ernest Spiner's an awesome man. Don't besmirch his name.
That's why I said shout out to him.
Shout out.
Yeah.
And the other thing I talk about all day is frequent flyer miles and airports. That's all I talk about. It's not healthy. Like, my brother and I are the same way. And there are eventually moments where, like, we're having dinner. Like, maybe he's on the road. He's in Vegas right now, actually. And I probably could have gone and met him last night for dinner. I did not. And, like, we look at each other and, like, this is not healthy. Like, what are we doing?
Are you, so, you know, that Clooney movie where he got to 10 million miles? What are you at for miles?
I'm a million miler on you now.
Lifetime.
I have a million. Not a million redeemable, but, like, I have flown a million.
Right, that's what I mean. Yeah.
I've never hit global, though.
It's hard.
If anyone's listening, headquarters outside Chicago, I've still never hit global.
Get my man a hookup.
Years, no, 13 or 15 no, straight years of 1K. I've never hit global.
Now. You want the car to take you up right to the plane?
How have I never hit global?
Let's get a hookup from a man.
Anyway, I digress. This is the Rich Eisen Show. My name is Andrew. This show is not about me complaining about frequent flyer miles. I'm very happy with what I have. That is Chris Brockman. Is Mike Del Tufo. That is TJ Jefferson. And joining us now is the star of Game Day Morning. Actually, I mean, you know, many stars. But he's the man. He's the myth. I don't know if he's excited for the new Superman movie or not. We'll get to that eventually. Gerald McCoy, hey. It's good to see you. How are you?
Yeah.
What's up, yo? Wait, can I address something really quick? Can we go in reverse? Can we do a rewind really quick?
Yeah.
Go. Can you reintroduce everybody real quick, please?
Yeah, okay. So Brockman, roll with me. I'm sorry, not Brockman. Yeah. Hoskins, roll with me. There's Chris Brockman. Gerald, you know Chris.
Hey.
Gerald, good to see you, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay. Great to see you, man.
Great to see you again.
How's everything?
Yeah. Yep. Excellent. Let's keep going.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Yep. Celebrity.
I like that.
Celebrity.
That's fine. 100% okay with that one. Okay. Let's
Celebrity
go to the next
A1,
one.
One, Mike Del Tufo. Gerald, have you guys met?
Hey, Mike. Great to see you again. What's up, my brother?
How you doing, my friend?
I'm excellent. Okay. This is where it happens. Okay. Let's do this again.
Okay. Gerald McCoy, do you know TJ Jefferson?
I do know TJ. Hey, TJ. No. I don't want to see this now. I don't want to see this.
Okay.
What did you just do with your hands?
Are you familiar with the NWO?
I am, but I am very familiar with the NWO. Yeah, okay. Hey, don't do that. Don't do nothing where these fingers spread like that. Don't do nothing in my vicinity I may say, oh, yeah, I know you forgot.
I didn't even think of
Gerald McCoy. You're horrible. You are a horrible host. When you have guests in your house, you are supposed to show them respect and make them feel welcome. That is not what you do when you bring in a guest.
Can I say boomer sooner? Can I make it up?
I'm okay with it. Okay, I don't know if it's genuine, but I'll take it.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? Hey, listen, this is 2025, almost 2026. We're very sensitive, and we got to allow people to make mistakes
and learn.
Be able to be grown men and learn from those mistakes. Yes. We got to start learning to forgive people. So I'll forgive you.
As you should, because we can't have this brother on brother in crime for no reason.
We can't, Gerald, but don't let it happen again. That's only where everybody gets one.
That's right. You know, and I didn't even think about it.
That's what Spider-Man said, old Family Guy. Everybody gets one. Tell them, Peter. Everybody gets one. All right. Here we go. All right. Hey. Legend. But now that we're past that,
boomer sooner.
What's up, everybody?
Hey. Gerald McCoy, who may or may not have been triggered.
Not triggered at all. Right not there. At all.
Not at all. Gerald, it's good to see you. The off season. Well, as you know, there is no off season, but the off season is kind of, sort of, almost over, and that mandatory mini camp is next week for 27 of the 32, including the Pittsburgh.
It's fast.
Yeah, I know. It's way too fast. Like the Super Bowl is 5 minutes ago, but one of those 27 is the Pittsburgh Steelers. If you were a Steeler right now, what would you think about the fact that your would-be quarterback still hasn't said yes?
If I'm a player or if I'm a fan?
If you're a player.
I don't care, because when you show up to work every day, you can't worry about who's not there. You got to be where your feet are at. So if my feet are in the building, I can't worry about what's going on outside the building. We're going to play and compete with who wants to be here. If you don't want to be here, more power to you. And I'm not going to beg anybody to come be a Pittsburgh Steeler. But who is here, who's ready to compete, who's ready to put on that black and gold and go out here and try to win a championship, then that's who I'll be worried about. If you're not here, I don't know what to tell you. I can't worry about you right now. I wish you well, and I'm praying that everything works out. But until you're part of this organization or this team, I really don't care. That's just always been my philosophy. Now, if you're a part of this team and this organization and you're choosing not to be here, then, okay, now there's something to think about. But if you are on the fence about, oh, I don't know if I want, hey, man, listen, we're going to win with who we got. And that's what we're moving forward with.
I think that's refreshing. And I think we've heard that from a couple of Steelers, so it's not surprising that's the answer. Gerald McCoy, football analyst. What do you think of a Steelers team this year led by Mason Rudolph and not Aaron Rodgers?
It's going to be more of the same. Play good defense, try to run the ball. They won't win. You know, no knock to Mason Rudolph. But the thing is, we can't tell the truth and speak facts, and people think it's disrespect. The facts are Mason Rudolph has not proven that he can go win consistently in this league, especially in that division with the quarterbacks you're going to have to face. Chances are it won't go over well. You know who's going to show up. You know who's going to play well. The Pittsburgh Steelers have been consistent, if nothing else. But they've been consistently on the cusp, and that's not where they want to be. They've had entirely too much talent. Mike Tomlin is entirely too great of a coach for them to always be consistently on the cusp. And if Mason Rudolph is a quarterback, it's going to be more of the same. So I'm happy for him. I'm happy for anybody who has an opportunity to play in this league and start in this league. If Mason Rudolph is the starting quarterback, Mason Rudolph is one of the best football players in the whole world. It doesn't matter. There's levels to everything, okay? You have your little league, your middle school, your high school, your college, your NFL. It is extremely difficult to get to the NFL, okay? It is extremely difficult to make a team in the NFL, to play on a Sunday, but to be a starting quarterback, the hardest position in all of football, is the most difficult thing you can do. So if he is the starter, more power to him. But at this level, there are levels. And his level And the facts are he has not proven that he can be a consistent winner. Okay, so with the Pittsburgh Steelers, they're going to play good football. They're going to stop the run. They're going to rush the passer. They're going to try and run the ball. But can he go beat you with his arm when it's necessary? Nah, not with the quarterbacks he's going to have to face.
I love that line. At this level, there are levels. Talking to Gerald McCoy here, NFL Network Game Day Morning. Gerald, known for the Bucs, but also a Cowboy as well. We just played Brian Schottenheimer, their new head coach, saying he does expect Micah Parsons to be there next week when it's mandatory. Mm-hmm. Not surprising, it's mandatory. You show up, you check that box. Now, if I'm Micah, I don't know if I practice Gerald until I actually get a contract. Right. But where are you as we get ready for the final month and the real time off before training camp? Give me your confidence meter, Gerald McCoy, on the 2025 Dallas Cowboys.
This is what I noticed. I said, you know what? I was sitting, I go to boxing training, and Coach Chopper, if you ever see this, it's a shout out to you. But there's a lot of Cowboys fans. I live in Dallas, so that's all I encounter is Cowboys fans, and they always ask me, you know, I'm 37 years old, and they ask me, man, what's going on with the Cavs? Why have they been like this for all these years? I'm like, well, first off, it's been almost as long as I've been alive that they haven't made it back to the NFC Championship. So I don't have the answers. But the more I started looking, this is what I came up with. And I don't know if anybody said this. This really is what I came up with. And I actually came up with it in the moment. The more I started talking, the more I started thinking about it. When you're building a team, like, you look at what Jerry's doing right now. Jerry's formula when he won was he had the best offensive line in all of football. He knew he had a dominant offensive line, and he put pieces around it, okay? That worked in that era, all right? You go get a pass rusher. You go get a lockdown corner, and we win. You get a quarterback, get you some receivers I can throw to, but the main thing on our offense is our offensive line. This is the formula Jerry believes is what's working and how they win. If you go look at when Tony Romo was winning, when DeMarco Murray was the running back, they had the best offensive line in the league or top two. DeMarco Murray, offensive player of the year, had Tony Romo, had Dez Bryant, had guys that could play on both sides of the ball. Okay, now you fast forward. When Dak comes in, takes Tony Romo's spot, you got Zeke, you got a running back. Boom, got the best offensive line in the league, at least top two. Got a decent quarterback. We got our guys on the other end. We're winning. We just can't get over the hump. Look at what he's doing right now. He's trying to get back to that mold. Why is he drafting all these offensive linemen? Because I believe that the way we win the Dallas Cowboys is we have to have a dominant offensive line, got to get a couple receivers. We got our pass rush on the other end. Hopefully he gets paid. We got our lockdown corner on the other end. So this is our formula. This is Jerry's formula. Here's where the Cowboys make a mistake. Jerry picks his formula. He is not building a team to beat the people that are winning. When you go build a team, the goal is to win. And in order to win, you have to beat the people who are winning. Who just won? The Philadelphia Eagles. You got to beat them first. Okay, let's say you beat them. You got to figure out, how do I beat Buffalo? How do I beat Kansas City? Jerry is building what he believes is the formula that worked way then. You have to build a formula that beats the teams that are playing now. The game has completely changed, Jerry. It's not the same. The game has evolved. Yes, it's the NFL, but football has evolved. You have to evolve with the times. I understand you want to build your offensive line, you want to do it this way, but he has to build a team that's built around beating the people who are winning now. And I, looking back, believe that Jerry believes in his formula, but I don't know if he's necessarily looking at the formula that works to beat the people who are right now. He has to beat the teams that are current. Who's winning right now? Forget what the formula worked then, or I might think it might work. No, I need to build this team to beat Philadelphia Eagles. I need to build this team to beat the Washington Commanders. I need to build this team to beat the Kansas City Chiefs, the Buffalo Bills, the Baltimore Ravens. Jerry's doing his formula, what he believes. Oh, this is what I seen. This is what we did. This is what works. It worked then, but the game has evolved. So you got to put different pieces in place and come up with a scheme and a formula that works to beat the teams now. We need to build to beat these teams, not just build, oh, this is the formula to build a winning team. Yeah, that's cool. But what do we need to beat them? And I think that's where the Cowboys always run into a mistake.
So
I know that was long-winded, but I don't believe that anybody's ever said that.
I totally get it. We find out if they could beat the Eagles week one, they get the Eagles on the Thursday night opener. Here's Philadelphia.
Yeah, that don't matter. You got to do it in the playoffs.
No,
the
I understand
season,
that.
I've seen it over and over.
I've said it 100 times. Like, I don't care what the Cowboys do in September or October, November, maybe December. Call me in January. And Dak said the same thing last year. He said it during training camp. He basically said, January is all that matters. And I'm paraphrasing here because you know it. I know it. He knows it. Everyone else knows it because during that answer, Gerald, I did look it up. I Googled your birthday. When they last won the Super Bowl, it was 1 month before your eighth birthday. You turned eight 1 month after they last won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, so it's been a while. And not aging you, of course.
Yeah. I'm great. I feel wonderful. So you can age me all you want. I feel incredible.
Dude, wait to get to my age. Then call me. Talking to the great Gerald McCoy from NFL Network from Game Day Morning. We'll do both of your teams here. We'll do the Bucks as well. Gerald, why? I think part of it is overall disrespect for the division. Mm-hmm. But when you see the Bucks' consistent success, and they are the most consistent make the playoffs every year team in the NFC. Look it up, people. But they, too, need to have more success in January. Mm-hmm. How close are the Bucks to being a legitimate championship contender as opposed to a team that's going to be fun for their fans all year, but probably not good enough?
Yeah, I believe Jason Light is a great team builder. And here's what Jason Light understands. He understands what I just said about the Cowboys. Okay, what do we need in order to win with how we operate versus what they can do? All right, the Bucks, a lot of people, you know, you got Kalijah Kansi, who's going to be, I believe, is going to be an All-Pro this year. You got Vita Vea, who I believe could be an All-Pro, make the Pro Bowl. I believe he could take his game to the next level. The Bucks didn't get a lot of pressure with the front four. They had to send a lot of pressure, blitzing all the time. But when you're doing that, you got to be able to cover in the back end. Jason Light understands that. So what did he do? He went out and got Hassan Reddick. We went and got us a pass rusher who can go win one-on-ones. Now you partner him with Kalijah Kansi, partner him with Vita Vea. Now we got guys that can rush up front, okay? Yaya Diaby. You got people we can – okay, we got four that can rush. All right, but let's say we still want to send pressure. We got to be able to cover in the back end, and that's one thing we struggle with. If you're going to blitz, you need to be able to play man. You need to have some corners that can man up. So what did he go out and do? He went and got two man corners. Two corners that can cover man to man. So now when you're blitzing, you got guys locking up in the back end so these blitzes can get home. All right. Mike Evans is getting older. Chris Godwin is. We don't know. We know what CG-14 is when he's healthy, but you don't know. Injuries can pile up and you never know what you're going to get. So you go out in the first round, you get a wide receiver to shore up the wide receiver position. You got your quarterback of the near future right now. Baker Mayfield has proven he's good enough to win. All right. He's showing that he's good enough to win. So the Bucks are going and addressing needs to get them over the hump. They knew they need to cover better in the back end, so they went and got two cover corners. They went and addressed the pass rush. They went and got a wide receiver to be there for the future when Mike Evans say that's enough. If CG-14, we don't know what's going to happen. You got your running back and Bucky Irvin, your running back tandem back there with the Bucks. I believe that the Bucks are good enough to challenge the Philadelphia Eagles this year. I honestly believe that they was good enough last year, but, you know, they ran to the Washington Commanders, had some mistakes at the end. But the thing is, we've seen that the Eagles' kryptonite is the Buccaneers. So, you know, matchups, man. Sometimes matchups are a problem. You know, it's a lot of Philadelphia fans right there out there listening right now that's saying, oh, Gerald's crazy. He's a homer or whatever. Hey, facts are facts, man. Just look at the last few matchups. Just look at the matchups. Just look at the matchups and tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're right.
Just look at the matchups and tell me I'm wrong. Okay, and now we just went out and got cover corners. So we do want to send pressure. We know we can stop the run. Now we got guys that can rush the passer. Huh, what would happen if Hassan Reddick got a chance to go up against his former team in the playoffs? You don't think he'd be a little motivated?
Oh, I think he'd be motivated.
You don't think that the legends of the Buccaneers that had these run-ins with the Philadelphia Eagles would be in that building or talking to these guys about the history of this matchup if they met up in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Bucks closed the vet. There's history.
Two OU quarterbacks, you don't think that one of them might be motivated to say, hey, the throne is still mine? I'm the OU quarterback? I'm just saying. Levante David, we don't know if this is going to be his last year. We don't know what's going to happen. You don't think he would like to maybe go out with another one? Yeah. The Bucks are right there, man. And the Bucks have enough. They just got to, you know, one day at a time.
I'd pay to see it.
But NFC South, hey, Falcons, I know y'all got a little bit better, and y'all beat us twice last year, but I told y'all it was going to happen. It didn't matter. I told y'all we was going to win the South, and we did. So all you Falcons fans is like, oh, you said this last year, this and this. Who won the South? All right.
Gerald, you got a camp coming up. Tell me about your camp. It's next weekend. It's the 14th. It's at Taft Stadium in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, man. Anybody who knows me knows I always say I'm from the south side of the 405, OKC, from Oklahoma City. And I love my city. I rep it everywhere I go. Doesn't matter if I was in Tampa, if I was in Carolina, back in Dallas with the Raiders, NFL Network. It does not matter. Everybody who knows me has heard me say I'm from the south side of the 405. And the reason I love it so much is because it raised me. I am who I am and how I am because of that city. And I was a hidden gem. I didn't go to one of these farm high schools where, you know, all of these colleges go back to see, like, that's the school we go to. We know they're going to have players. I was a hidden gem. I love my dad to death, man. My dad is a huge reason why I'm here. He's seen a article in the newspaper about the OU football camp. And he, you know, got the money, sent me to the OU football camp. I went there and performed, and then they said, man, there's a guy in Oklahoma City that can play a little football. Come to find out, it was little old me. And there's a lot of hidden gems in Oklahoma City. Guys just need an opportunity. I didn't have pro athletes coming to the city to talk to me. We didn't have that when I was growing up, or have the opportunity to have people come back and give back to the city. So I knew based off my mom, my foundation is the Patricia Diane Foundation, and it supports single-parent homes. That's what my mom was about, taking care of families and giving people an opportunity just to spread love. And that's what this camp is all about. But it's a teaching camp. We actually teach at this camp. We don't just run over bags. We don't just, you know, here, let's throw a football and run these cone drills and, yeah, let's cheer for them. No, you're going to learn to play football the right way. We pray at my camp. We say a prayer before my camp. We learn how to talk to people. We learn how to treat people. And we give out prizes at the end. You're not just coming here. I want kids to see that if you work extremely hard, you follow the rules, you do what you're supposed to, that you can be rewarded. So we give out rewards at the end. That's what this camp is about, man. I want to let my city know, look, you're looking at a living testimony that just because you come from where you're at, you can make it out. And that's what this camp is all about.
The NBA Finals, not the only big thing going down in Oklahoma City. The Gerald McCoy Youth Football Camp next weekend, June 14th, Taft Stadium in OKC. You can register. We'll put it on the screen. Gerald McCoy Camp 2025.eventbrite.com. There's the full screen. Gerald McCoy Camp 2025.eventbrite.com. Gerald, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Good luck with your Thunder, by the way, as well. Enjoy.
Yeah, of course. Hey, and if anybody's listening, before you do that, anybody's listening, go to my social media. The registration he just put up, registration's closed because we sold out 400 slots in like a week. But the great thing about Gerald McCoy's camp is we do take walk-ups. So I put the info for the walk-ups. Bring your kids out, man. If we got room, we'll take them.
Amazing.
So just because you didn't pre-register don't mean you can't come. We are taking walk-ups, so I look forward to seeing all you guys.
And Gerald's on IG. It's on the screen there. Geraldini93. Gerald, we appreciate you. Man, good luck with this. Thanks for taking the time, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. And Thunder, come on, man. Let's bring this thing home.
Let's go, Thunder.
Bring this thing home.
Yeah, we could have done a whole segment on that, too. Yeah. Love you, Gerald. Thanks, man.
I love y'all, too, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Gerald McCoy.
See, Gerald, be good, man.
It hit me at the end. I'm like, man, we could have just talked about the Thunder. Not that I don't love football talk. Don't get me wrong.
Next time.
Gerald McCoy, everybody. All right. Coming up next, are the Patriots going to cut Stephon Diggs? The answer may surprise you. That's next on The Rich Eisen Show.
Let's talk about Brunt work boots, people. When I got my set of Brunt work boots sent to my house, opened the box, my first thought was, wow, these look amazing. My second thought, once I put them on, I thought, wow, not only are these easy to put on, but they feel incredibly comfortable for a work boot. They deliver the protection also and durability you need on your job site if you wear work boots for a living. And on top of that, Brunt isn't just about work boots. They offer a full range of high-performance gear built for tough jobs, from heavy-duty work pants to weather-resistant jackets. Brunt designs durable, reliable workwear to keep you protected and productive in any condition. They look amazing and, again, feel amazing. Brunt didn't just make a durable work boot. They reinvented comfort for the hardest workers out there. For a limited time, our listeners get $10 off at Brunt by using code RICH at checkout. Just head to bruntworkwear.com. Use my code RICH. You're all set. Even better, Brunt lets you try all their products on the job, risk-free. After you purchase, they'll just ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. With rising housing prices and steeper mortgage rates, we know home ownership may seem too expensive to be achievable, but that's why we offer a homebuyer's choice loan that can open the door to affordable home ownership. Our homebuyer's choice loan has no down payment options available, which means you don't need to wait years to save money. And with our no refi rate drop, you may be able to lower your rate in the future without refinancing. Plus, while most lenders require borrowers to purchase private mortgage insurance unless they can make a 20% down payment, we don't require PMI. Finally, we offer fixed payments, so your monthly payment will always be the same. So if you're looking for your first home or your next home, you can open the door with a Navy Federal Home Buyer's Choice Loan. Visit NavyFederal.org to learn how you can achieve home ownership. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility requirements. Learn more at NavyFederal.org.
So I give you, these are my three favorite coaching cliches. I'd love to see a press conference where you nail all three of them within one press conference, if I give them to you. And see if you can pull it off. What do you think?
Can we double down? And what if I can pull it off in my next press conference in Indianapolis?
This is exactly what we're talking about. Yes, sir. So, right. Ready for them? Here you go. This is number one. I don't have a crystal ball, guys. Okay. Like that's what you said. I don't have a crystal ball. It's easy. It's whenever somebody asks you to predict the future. Like for instance, how aggressive are you going to be in free agency? Then you say what?
Well, you see, I mean, I don't have a crystal ball,
right?
But you know, as aggressive as what's best for the organization.
Very good. That's a good one. Very good. Okay.
Let's start.
Here's another one. It's as simple. You're gonna nail this. It is what it is. It is what it is, guys. It is what it is, ladies. It is what it is, folks. You know, like however you want to just throw it out there. It is what it is. That's another one.
Okay.
And then the third one is, I'm only talking about the guys that are here. That's it. I'm only talking about the guesser.
Well, so. I'm gonna triple down and say, what if I can do that all in the same statement in my indie press conference this week?
Yes, Mike McDaniel,
instant legend.
Yes.
My only request is when I do it.
Yes.
Mid press conference.
Yes.
Can we? I wanna sprint up to the stage, high five.
Let's not forget, like, it is what it is. You know, I honestly, me personally, I don't have a crystal ball, you know, but really the only guys I can talk about are the players that are here today.
Yes, excuse me.
Pardon me.
Oh, hey, didn't see ya.
Boom.
Attaboy. Triple play.
844-204-RICH. Nobody wants to play the win-loss game today, evidently.
Do it.
844-204-RICH. Also, taking suggestions for new shows to watch. Andor is over. Best Star Wars show ever made. Best Star Wars product ever made. Andor is over. The Last of Us.
Better than any of the movies?
Yes. I mean, it is. Andor is that
I haven't
good.
Watched them. I've heard it's amazing.
Andor is the equivalent of an HBO Sunday night show, but it just happens to be Star Wars.
Right.
If that makes sense. Like real themes, real dialogue, real script,
everyone
real
says how great it is.
Like political, thematic, political themes, tension, like real. It's all the stuff, all the political stuff that George Lucas really doesn't get into with the Empire and rebels and revolution. And like this show actually handles like a real show, like with politics. And it is so, so, so well done. Last of Us is over. So I need new shows.
Did you watch Your Friends and Neighbors?
So I finished episode one. I watched when I was heading over to Europe a couple of weeks ago. I watched one of them on the plane. I like it.
Fun show.
Don't know that I'm totally in, but I like it.
It's fun.
That conversation John Hamm has in the bar in the opening scene, that's fantastic dialogue.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yep, right? I do.
Right? Okay.
Keep watching.
Yep, I'm going to keep watching.
Keep watching.
I'm going to keep watching.
Yeah, definitely worth watching.
Yeah, definitely worth watching.
Right. Any other ideas, suggestions? I'm here.
Man, there's this show Duster. I was just telling Brockman about this on Max with Josh Holloway. It's like
don't 70. Know it. I'm going to write it down.
It takes place in the 70s. He's like a getaway driver for like a crime syndicate and all this right. stuff happens. But
so Baby Driver, but in the 70s with an adult.
Mob.
Yeah. Okay, mob.
Yeah.
Got it.
Well, not really the mob because the mob's more, I guess. It's like a crime syndicate. Okay. We'll say that.
Mobland has been pretty good. Yeah. I'm halfway through that on Paramount. That's okay. Tom Hardy, right? Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah.
Watched the Favre doc on Netflix a couple of nights ago.
Okay. The Osama bin Laden one was good.
Did you watch White Lotus?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Nothing happened. I thought it could end it differently.
Nothing happened. Agreed. This will get you through June.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Bless you.
All right. Poker Face, good too on Peacock.
Yeah.
I like Poker Face.
Season
watch
two?
The first couple. No, still in season one. Those are long episodes.
They are.
Like nothing happens. They're long episodes.
It ties
together.
Does
it get better? Yep. I've seen three. I like her.
Oh, keep going.
Yeah.
Season one is really good. Keep going.
Yeah. Okay. I'll keep going. Cool. Thank you. Hey. All right.
We got it.
We got something else coming about this month.
Oh, yeah. The Bear this month. Too, yeah.
Yeah.
New Wait, season. Bear 3 is coming out?
I believe in June.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, boy. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Get ready for more awkward, like hide under a blanket tension while sitting on your couch because it's so uncomfortable.
Possibly.
Okay. I'm here for it.
Happy Gilmore 2, end of July.
Yep. I saw the trailer. Movie. Actually, when I was in Israel a couple of weeks ago, was with some friends and people, met one of the actors playing one of Adam Sandler's sons. So... got some fantastic behind the scenes
scoop
on that one.
Also, everyone just called and wants to play win-loss, so let's do it.
Okay. You want to play win-loss?
Let's go right off the bat.
Okay, yeah. let me get my schedules
right,
out.
So
let me do this
go.
Real quick. So the win-loss game, for those who don't know, win-loss is exactly that.
Yeah.
It's like pretend this is the day after the schedule is released.
Yep.
So this May 15, right, a couple weeks ago.
Oh, they get it. They get
right?
it.
Right, and then it's like, oh, win-loss, win-loss. We see the NFL Network all the time.
Oh, the schedules right? are
printed
in front
of you. It's called off-season content.
Yes.
We have the big touch screen up, stand there with M-Rob or stand there with MJD, and introduce like, win-loss, win-loss. And you're like, what are we doing here?
It's on the desk it's right in front of you. We're going to write them down. We're going to write people's names.
The schedule. That way you won't have
okay,
to.
Okay, no. I'll pull them up here as well.
You got a pen right. too? Well, you want to write them down and keep track.
Oh, I see. You want to go like less.
Oh, I see.
So write down who they are, where they're from, and win and loss.
Okay, on this?
Yes.
Okay.
That's how we keep
You can see Rich has already been doing it.
Okay. Let's go Mike Long Island.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Strong Island, where I got him, Island. You want the Niners. Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, Mike.
What's up, man?
Mike, let's do
so
it.
So you want me to write this on Rich's thing with the Niners?
We'll just do it. We'll do Mike, Long Island, and then we're going to go right down the order. You can just do his final record, I guess. Let's keep track.
Mike. Okay. Go ahead, Mike. Week one at Seattle.
Win.
Win. Week two at New Orleans.
Win.
Yep. Okay, you got them 2-0. Week 3 at home. Home opener, the Cardinals, Arizona.
Win.
Yep. 3-0 right out of the gate. Then you get the Jaguars at home. By the way, have you seen the new Travis Hunter interception that they posted on the Twitters? Oh, my Lord.
Win.
Okay, so you're 4-0. You're going to the Rams on TNF. Short week to L.A.
L. Lose. Okay.
Then you, that's a difficult road trip, but you got the mini bye. You're going to Tampa week 6.
I think they win it.
Okay, so you're now 5-1.
5-1
coming home for the Falcons on Sunday Night Football.
Win.
Man, only one loss. Then you go to Houston, 1 o'clock on Fox.
Lose.
Okay.
6-2.
You go to New York, visit the Giants.
Win.
Then you get the Rams at home on a 125 late window kick against the Rams.
Lose.
So you're going to get swept by the Rams. Ooh. Then you go to Arizona. Talking the Niners schedule here.
They lose.
Lose. Ooh. Okay.
7-4.
Monday Night Football at home against the Carolina Panthers. First of all,
win.
Of all the Monday Night Football games, this is one of them. Like, that's an odd one. Like, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that's a Monday Night
that
Football
might get
game.
Flexed, right?
Like, flex me. All right, and then you go Cleveland, ghost of Jake Moody's past, November 30th, week 13. Cleveland?
Niners ground game. They win.
Okay, you're wrong there, but I respect your right to be wrong.
9-4.
Week 14 by week 15, you're home for Cam Ward.
Win.
At Indy on Monday Night Football, week 16 before Christmas.
Win.
11-4.
Home on Sunday night against the fighting Caleb Williams on December 28th, week 17.
Win.
Ooh, win. And then you close out at home against the Seahawks.
Lose.
Okay.
12-5.
So you have 12-5. Mike on Long Island.
Playoff worthy.
Long Island.
That might win.
That's Super Bowl worthy right
12-5 wins the West, going to assume.
Wow. Mike, thank you.
That was great.
We had someone, Todd at Iowa, if I could read Reese's handwriting, is that right? I had an 11-6 on the 49ers. This is a 12-5. I think that's aggressive for the 49ers. I think they're turning over at least right now, if you're going on a 90-man roster, it's over a third of their roster. They've moved a lot of high-priced contracts out, all the while keeping Fred Warner and George Kittle and obviously Brock Purdy. So there's certainly the core there. This is a massive test season, I think, for Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, for that matter. Not saying that, like, if it doesn't go well, they're out. That's not what I'm saying. But, hey, this is not the team that Brock Purdy took to the Super Bowl 2 years ago in any way, shape, or form. If the Niners stay healthy, they make a run. If they don't stay healthy, it all falls apart and they're bad. I mean, we've seen only really two 49ers seasons, kind of seasons, over the last 6 to 7 years. I'm not sold that this is a, if they're healthy, they're going to win season. I just don't know that I feel it.
Everyone's usually about 25% aggressive in the win-loss game.
Yeah. Totally get it.
As you should be.
All right. I'm not looking at the callers. I'm looking at the teams. So we have the possibilities here. Eagles, Cardinals, Cowboys, Bears, Lions. Which one do we want to do for the win-loss game?
Who haven't we done yet? Have we done a Cardinals? Let's do Randy in Oregon.
Okay. Randy in Oregon. Three, welcome and good day, sir. You are on the Rich Eisen Show. You're going to play the win-loss game on a team that I'm kind of bullish on, honestly. I think they're an under-the-radar sneaky good Arizona Cardinals team. Randy, are you ready? You ready, Randy?
Randy, let's do it.
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Okay, Randy, let's go. Week one, you open up in New Orleans.
That's a win.
Week two, Randy, the home opener against the fighting Bryce Youngs and the Carolina Panthers.
That's a win.
Okay, 2-0 for the Cardinals. You go to San Francisco week 3.
We take that one in the rear.
You got it.
That's a lot.
Can we say that on radio?
That made me snort.
It's like you got your butt kicked.
Week 4, Randy, the 2-1 Cardinals play TNF at home against the Seahawks Thursday night.
That's a win.
3-1, Randy. Then you get the Titans at home.
That's a win.
Okay, wow. 3 out of 4 here at home. The one road game will be at Indianapolis, week 6. Your thoughts, Randy?
That's a win.
Got the Cardinals at 5. No, at 1, 2, 3, 4. At 5-1. That would be newsworthy. And then another home game before the bye. You get the Packers at home, Randy.
They don't scare me this year. That's a win.
Okay. So remember when the Cardinals handed the Packers their first... No, the other way around. When the Packers handed the Cardinals their first loss of the year. That was a Thursday night game back in 2021. Aaron Rodgers then missed the following week against the Chiefs with COVID. So you got the win here. You have the 1, 2, 3, 4. You have them 6-1 heading into the bye. And then at 6-1, no doubt a colossal return on Monday Night Football week 9 against the Cowboys in Dallas, Randy.
That's a loss.
Okay. Randy coming back to earth. And then to Seattle week 10.
That's a loss.
Okay. So coming out of the bye, Jonathan Gannon's team taking 2 on the chin. Week 11 at home against the 49ers. You had them losing to the 49ers in San Francisco. What happens at home, Randy?
We win at home.
Okay. What happens when you get the Jaguars the following week at home?
Piece of cake. That's a win.
Okay. At Tampa, week 13.
That's a loss.
Early kick on the road, East Coast. It's a loss. And then you get home to the Rams.
We take them at home.
You beat them.
Yep.
Okay. At Houston, week 15.
That's a loss.
Followed by the Falcons at home.
We win.
Followed by the Bengals on a Saturday. So this looks like the NFL Network. Nah, it says Saturday. Do they already schedule week 17 Saturdays?
No, that's an either or. It's Saturday.
That's an either or.
Sunday.
Okay, so yeah, week 17, maybe a Saturday. It's one of the games that could be flexed into Saturday at Cincinnati.
That's going to be a barn burner, 49-44, but I think we lose.
Okay. And then you end in L.A. You already have a win over the Rams in L.A. What happens?
In L.A., they got us.
That's a win. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
He said they got us. So that's a loss.
Oh, yeah. Wait, win or a loss?
That's a loss.
Okay, they loss. Okay. So 1, 2, 3. Well, you have 10-7, Randy. Is 10-7 good enough for the Cardinals to make the postseason?
Wild card.
Randy?
He said they might get the wild card.
Yeah, no, I got you. Randy in Oregon with the Cardinals. I appreciate you, Randy. I kind of like what Arizona did in the offseason, I'll just say. I think Arizona is one of those sneaky good teams to keep an eye on.
I agree with you.
I mean, Marvin Harrison Jr. certainly was putting in work.
He is swollen.
See how swole he got?
Yes.
All right, Andrew, let's go to break.
Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available Blind Spot View Monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, or brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop
one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
So you're watching The Rich Eisen Show. Hi, my name is Andrew. We have breaking news in the National Basketball Association.
Here it comes.
Breaking news.
The breaking news is Tom Thibodeau is out as head coach of the New York Knicks, according to Shams. Thibodeau fired after, and reading from Shams' tweet here, because no, I don't know these NBA stats off the top of my head. After the first NBA Finals in 25 years for that franchise. After making the playoffs in 4 out of 5 years, and after consecutive 50-win campaigns for the first time since the 90s. Like Starks, Oakley, like 90s. Out. So, the question always is, if you want to fire the coach, whomever that coach is, Bill Belichick, Greg Popovich, who wasn't fired, you get my point. Like anybody, you want to fire a great coach, a great manager, that's fine. Who are you going to get that's better? Very simple question. Do you have a plan? Who's the better coach? For who, for what? I get it. Fire the coach. And listen, Knicks fans, this has been kind of percolating, right? Yeah. How dare we lose to Tyrese Halliburton and the Indiana Pacers? No, this was our year. Cavs out, Celtics out. Like, here we go. Losing to Indiana? Yeah, you did. Okay. But for who, for what? Like, who's going to be better? I know you guys played this yesterday with Rich. Let's play it again. It is worth repeating. After the Knicks lost, Jalen Brunson, who carried that team on his back, and let's face it, he got worn down. All right, he plays a physical style of basketball. And to Indiana's credit, they beat him up and they wore him down. And the playoffs take a toll. 82 games take a toll. This is what Jalen Brunson was asked on the podium.
You talk about the confidence, obviously. I feel like nobody takes more criticism than Tom. And this team obviously has turned around during his tenure. Do you kind of feel that going forward, he's the same guy to lift you guys the rest of the way, that next level?
Is that a real question right now? You just asked me if I believe that if he's the right guy. Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Come on.
And you see the look on his face, like, really? Like, we just lost. You're going to ask me, should we fire the coach? Like, really? I don't know who asked the question. I'm not going to besmirch whomever asked the question. It is one of those questions where it's not a gotcha, but it's more like, hey, I'm going to roll the ball out there. Maybe you pick it up and run with it or dribble with it. Right. Maybe you do. Maybe I'm able to take advantage. Maybe I'm able to capitalize on the emotions of the moment. Jalen Brunson is too smart for that. He is not going to go, yeah, you know what? I think it's time to wonder if this has played its course, right? Kind of wonder if it's time to move on. But he wasn't going to do that. He's not going to do that. That is not Jalen Brunson. But you do have to ask now, who is going to be better? Like, for who, for what? Resetting on the radio side, Andrew Siciliano sitting in here for Rich Eisen of the breaking news, the somewhat stunning news. Tom Thibodeau is out as head coach of the New York Knicks. Shams had it. The New York Post reporting that team president Leon Rose made the decision, said that thinks it's in the best interest of the team, at least the gut is, according to the Post, that this is what they need to get them over the top to actually win a championship. Best Knicks team. Let's phrase it this way. If you are in your 30s, this is the best Knicks team you have ever seen that you can remember. I mean, even in your 40s, you may be too, maybe not in your 40s.
No, not
it
40s.
Depends.
Not 40s. Not
40s, like, remembers 99.
Like mid-30s, yeah, this is like the best thing you remember. So listen, I'm not going to try to pretend to be the basketball savant here to tell you who's next in line to coach them. Right? I mean, already see people saying, call Jay Wright. Jay Wright want to come back for this? Coaching the NBA?
Blank check. Some of his Villanova guys.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it seems pretty good.
Familiarity with their star players. I mean,
the entire team's Villanova. I get it.
Yeah, Michael Malone is out there. I mean, I've seen our Ben Lyons, diehard Knicks fan. He wants Jeff Van Gundy. I mean, you're going to hear a lot of those names here in the next couple days.
Okay. NBA fan, what do you think?
I think blank check Jay Wright.
Okay.
Try to get him to come out of retirement.
You think Jay Wright wants to do this?
I don't know why. I mean, look.
I know why he didn't want to coach college basketball anymore.
Exactly. He's probably pretty happy on the TBS, True TV, doing all that college stuff. That probably seems pretty fun. But also, selfishly, if anyone's going to bring back suits for NBA coaches, I think it would be Jay Wright.
Oh, yeah.
Coach the guys that won you some national championships. The idea of being in New York, you're very close. If you win a championship there, you're a god forever.
Yep.
I think all of that is pretty appealing. Plus, I got to imagine a lot of zeros on that paycheck from James Dolan.
Yeah, the money won't be too bad either, you'd have to imagine. But it's like you and I were talking yesterday, literally. Some of these NBA coaches, these are assistants that we don't know. Like Mark Dejan, we never knew who this guy was. Now he's going to an NBA Finals. Right.
Joe Mazzulla came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I guarantee on these benches, there are some assistants who are like, you know, wunderkinds out there.
Yeah, of course.
It could be one of them. But the Jay Wright thing, I would say that would probably be appealing to a great deal of people.
So he's out. Tom Thibodeau is out as head coach of the New York Knicks. Again, it's be careful what you ask for. It's who you're going to replace him with. And sure, Jay Wright's a nice one. I could see it, but now you got to go find a better coach.
Man, oh man.
Now you got to go find a coach that can get you deeper into the postseason.
Is it Tibbs' fault that Cat doesn't play any defense and does stupid fouls? I mean, I know the whole bench thing and not, you know, kind of relying too much on just six or seven guys, but.
Yeah, but that also got them to this point. Like, they knew what his game was. Like, you know.
I mean, is it Tibbs' fault that Indiana plays great defense and beat up your point guard that had nothing left in the tank? Yeah, it's only do so much.
Tibbs' fault for not going to the bench, though.
Yeah, true. I get that as well.
Not trusting your bench guys so that your point guard who's leading your team doesn't get so worn down.
No, I totally get that as well. If Halliburton's shot doesn't go up to the rafters and fall back down, are we having this conversation?
Good question.
Maybe the Pacers win in seven anyway.
Sure, maybe.
I don't know.
Or maybe the Knicks take the series because they're on coming off such a roll, and then you win that game. But
well, listen.
Man, I wasn't expecting that today.
Didn't know that was going to happen.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll talk about it tomorrow. Also, preview the finals. And the hockey. There's hockey.
The final.
The Stanley Cup final. Also, I was going to tell you, what I didn't like about the French Open.
I liked the French Open.
It was amazing. The French Open was absolutely spectacular.
We'll do it
except
tomorrow.
You can't bring a beer into any of the courts. There are 16 courts. If you go get a beer, they don't tell you. Well, maybe they do tell you the signs in French. I couldn't read it. But you can't bring the beer.
It most definitely was
into
right
the court. Like I try to walk in, no.
I'm
like,
they want
I got a beer.
They don't want you drinking.
You got to pound the beer, or just hang outside. Let me bring my beer into the court. Good night, everybody.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.